Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and this is Tone It Up Tuesday. As you guys know, our theme for the month is it's all about accomplishing your future vision using present moment action. As you know, your goals that you set like the previous year for the coming year, that's a future vision, but it's your present moment actions that will take you where you want to go. Now, today should be a short show. I went to the dentist and I have a little bit of the sniffles that I'm recovering from. So I think I'm going to keep today's show short and let's press on. Yesterday, we did not have a show for those very reasons. Dentist, cold, and the list. Okay, the list doesn't go on. That's it. But anyway, I wanted to make sure we get started talking about how you can accomplish your future vision using your present moment actions. Now, today, we're going to talk about making an impact decision and how it can shift your energy so that you can achieve more, so that you can actually achieve the goals that you set. So that's pretty exciting when you understand what it means to make an impact decision. Making an impact decision is not, it goes beyond just you deciding, hey, this is what I want to achieve. This is what I want to do. This gets to the point, or an impact decision to me is where you get to the point where you are just so super annoyed with everything that's going on in your life and, or not getting the results that you want, to the point where you, with emotion, with intensity, you impactfully decide that you are going to overcome, that you're going to make a decision. Now, I'm going to give you four strategies, or I should say four results that can happen when you make an impact decision so that you can understand how it shifts your energy and how to shift your energy so that you can achieve. It is important that you understand how achievement falls into place for you. I think a lot of times we make an impact decision that goes counterproductive to what we want. In other words, when we get really frustrated because we're not getting the results that we're after, we decide that this just doesn't work, or maybe I'm just not cut out for this. So we give up. And as a result of making that decision, it's made with emotion, it's made with energy, and it's made with impact. So when we make that decision, then we get that result. We give up. We stop. We don't think about how we can overcome. However, if you were to take that exact same ideology, that exact same type of energy, and you made a decision that was in your favor or in favor of you achieving your goals, you would get results there also. You'd get the exact same results. In other words, you'd get the outcome that you're actually looking for. So the object of the game is to understand how making an impact decision can help you achieve more, how it can help you get to where it is you want to be, so that you can start to make those impactful decisions, and also recognize that making decisions, impactful decisions that are counterproductive to what you want, you can recognize that you don't want to do that, or recognize if you're doing it, and then you can stop doing it. So with that being said, we are going to get on with our the results that can come from making an impactful decision. First of all, when you make a decision with that kind of intensity, that kind of emotion, then what will happen is you will start to perform with more intensity, more focus, because you are so fed up of not getting the results that you're after. You're so fed up with not getting the outcome that you really are looking for. So as a result of that impact, you are going to shift your energy into high gear mode, or into high performance mode. So the second thing it does is that when you make that impactful decision, it helps you persist even when you don't feel like it. And It is important that you understand what it means to persist even when you don't feel like it, or what you're going to get. The message that you're sending to this vast universe is that, listen, this is a goal that I set. This is a goal that I want to make happen. And this is a goal that I'm going to achieve. So, hey, fall in line and universe, put everything in place and conspire to help me make this happen. Okay? Connect with who you need to connect me with, whoever you need to connect me with, and let's get this thing done. And so it helps you to persist even when you don't feel like it. And on the days like I have a cold right now, I'm recovering from a cold. I went to the dentist, and so my mouth is sore, and honestly speaking, I was thinking about not doing a show today. I didn't do one yesterday because I was out for the count. Okay, I slept mostly yesterday, but today I didn't feel like it. But you know what? I want to stay on track, on course with this topic because I think it's important that you guys get that information so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Because my goal is to help you achieve your goals. Okay, that's one of my goals. So I wanted to stay on course. So the thing is that even if I don't feel like it, or even though I didn't feel like it, I still did it. I still persisted. And once I'm done talking, I'm going to stop talking then because my mouth won't be sore anymore, because the more I talk, the more I can feel it. But the point I'm making here is that the impactful decisions that you make about your goals and where you're headed and what you want to achieve, it's going to cause you to stay on course and persist even when you don't feel like it. So that's the second kind of results that you can get from making an impactful decision. Okay, here's the third one. The third one is that when you make that impactful decision, it gives your visualization a boost and things become clearer. All of a sudden, issues and challenges and problems that were difficult for you to solve, all of a sudden it becomes easier to solve those problems. It becomes easier for you to see answers and have that mental clarity that, listen, yeah, I set this goal and I was struggling to achieve it, but now I see clearly some things that I can do. Not only that, I can actually visualize and see a clear outcome. I can see that this is actually going to happen for me. So you work with or gives your visualization that boost. And you, it actually adds to that your ability to work with more intensity and to focus more. So this visualization, this type of visualization will help you, as I mentioned in number one, help you perform with more intensity and more focus, because now you can see clearly this is going to happen. I am ready and I know which direction I'm going in. So there's something to be said for making an impactful decision. This decision that is surrounded with so much intensity, so much emotion, so much desire to have something happen in your life to the point where it does happen in your life. It's funny how when we talk about making an impactful decision, think about it. Right at that point where you know you want this thing to happen, and you feel like, hey, I have done my very best, and I don't know what to do next, but I know I want this thing to happen. I know I can do it. And then all of a sudden, you get ideas, or someone calls you and they say something that sparks an idea, or you actually, see a book and go, wow, this is the answer to, what's been missing. So you take a look at all of that. So you get to visualize things so much clearer to the point where you start to come up with solutions and you get what you want. The final point that I have for you as to the kind of results that you can get when you make an impactful decision is that you will override your past performances. You know, where you performed in a lackluster way, or you have performed, or you really weren't doing the work, but you were convincing yourself that you were doing it, and you know that you weren't getting it done. Okay, but our ego, it will tell us, hey, you are doing so good at this, and you know you're not. So the point is, that's why it's important to build your spirit. So you override your past performances by putting your attention only on what brings results. At that point, your decision has such power behind it. The energy has shifted in your favor so that you can get exactly what it is you want, to the point where you start to get results. Why? Because you're putting your attention only on what brings you results. Nothing sidetracks you. Nothing stops you. Okay, nothing completely stops you. All right, yesterday something stopped me. Hey, but in all fairness, I got some work done. I'm just saying, I just couldn't talk yesterday. Some people were probably happy about that. I talk a lot, but let's press on. I digress. So the point I'm making here is that you will override those past performances for not getting things done. And if you had any setbacks in your life, and you really feel a little bit discouraged behind having those setbacks, then understand this, you know, just go to the mirror and look at yourself and say, hey, we are going to do this. And of course, you fill in the blank with what this is. We are going to, you know, increase our income. And I want to throw this part in, is that increasing your income is really not just about increasing putting your attention just on the money. Okay, it's about putting your attention on service, your talents, what you have to offer, and what you're good at that will actually meet a need. And we're not going to get into that today because this is Tone It Up Tuesday. And Tone It Up Tuesday, of course, is all about your physical environment. So, with that being said, but money is a physical thing. Anyway, we'll talk more about that in another segment. So, with that being said, when it comes to making an impactful decision, this is how you can shift your energy so that you can achieve, is that you really put some intensity behind a decision. See your life as you want it to be and decide this is where it's going. This is what I'm going to do to make it happen. In this present moment, every single thing I do, I am going to perform and put my attention only on what will bring me the results that I'm after. Hey, listen, you guys, that is all I have for you on today's Tone It Up Tuesday. And I'm thinking I'm going to be like fully healed tomorrow. Yeah, that's where I'll put my future vision on being fully healed on Wonderful Wednesday. Hey, enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and do life with power.